As many of us do, when Jim walked into that hotel room, first thing he did was flip on the TV. And by chance, there was a televangelist on. And that televangelist looked him in the eye and said, "I don't care who you are or what you're doing right now, I want you to get out a Bible." Well, Jim was no stranger to hotel rooms. He knew he'd find a Gideon Place Bible in that hotel room. And as he took that Bible out, the Lord led him to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Jim went into that room to die, not knowing he was already dead. But he came out a new man. The old man was dead, but a new creation came out of there. Now, here's what I've never done before. How many people have ever found a Gideon Place Bible in a hotel room? Great. How many people have ever been handed a testament by a Gideon? Possibly in college or in school. I mean, there are some places in Southwest Virginia where they're still getting into the schools to pass these things out. Okay, now how many people have ever been touched in some way by that Gideon placed Bible? Okay, and maybe I can talk to a few of you after the service and find out more specifically. What I want to say now is that maybe you've been touched by a Gideon Place Bible and don't know it. I've been blessed by being able to know what a Gideon Place Bible has done, in essence, to make me a three-quarter vineyard. Jim Robb, the man I was just talking about, went on to become the founding pastor of Woodbridge Vineyard and our daughter was going to that vineyard and ended up marrying one of the members of the worship team. And they've given us three grandkids. Now, what if that Bible had never been there? See, I got to know about this, but if I had never heard that story that Jim got saved by a Gideon Place Bible, I would have been greatly touched by a Gideon Place Bible, but never knew about it. And so some of you may have that situation. At the time, my wife and I and family were looking for a church, and we had thought we settled on a mega church, and our son Andy said, "Dad, this youth group is too big. There's 400 kids, and I don't know anybody. I feel lost." And so he said, "Could we go to the church where Manny, our son-in-law, was one of the youth pastors, helped with the youth group?" And we said, "Well, yeah, we could do that." And so we switched over, joined the Woodbridge Vineyard, and as I said, we had three grandkids because of that Bible that was placed. But our daughter met a young man in the vineyard while we were going there. They're now married and have presented us with two more grandkids. Our daughter-in-law was a member of the vineyard in St. Louis, and when she moved into this area, she decided, "Well, the first thing I got to do is find a vineyard church." She was raised in a vineyard church. She is now married to our son, and they have given us two more grandkids. That's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 grandkids because that Gideon Place Bible was there. Praise God. And you all may have been affected by a Gideon Place Bible that you don't know about. Maybe when you get to heaven, somebody's going to walk up to you and say, "Hey, you don't know me, but," and give you a story that's going to just make heaven even a little bit better. So, who are the Gideons? Gideons are an international interdenominational association of Christian business and professional men who are members of Protestant evangelistical churches around the world. There are now over 300,000 Gideon and Auxiliary members in more than 195 countries. Now, the majority of Gideons live in their own local communities, in their own countries. This makes the ministry very effective and efficient because they know the local language and customs. They know where the hotels are, the schools are, the prisons, hospitals, locations. And sometimes we're able to establish groups of Gideons called camps in countries where traditional missionaries aren't allowed to go. We now have Gideon camps in China. China is one of the countries that you cannot go there as a missionary. You might be able to sneak in and get some missionary work done, but you cannot go there as a missionary. But we now have Gideons there. We can send Bibles to the Gideons in China for distribution. Praise God. The Gideons have one objective: to see men and women, boys and girls, won to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we do it two ways. One, by our own personal witnessing, and second, by placing God's word in the highways and byways of life. 1.8 billion scriptures have been distributed worldwide since the first distribution in 1908. While it took 22 years to place the first million, Gideons are now placing copies at the rate of a million every 4.5 days. Locally, Gideons are authorized to pass out scriptures in many areas. Hotels. Gideons first placed a Bible in hotels in 1899. This month, local Gideons will place or replace hundreds of Bibles in the local hotels here, while New Testaments will be passed out to hotel workers in both English and Spanish. Over the years, hotel Bibles have been added to different places. They now include motels, hospitals, jails, doctors and dentist offices, ships and airlines, jails and prisons. Gideons in the jail ministry work with local chaplains and are sometimes permitted to enter prisons to place scriptures and share the love of God with the prisoners. Jane Christensen grew up on the streets of Manhattan. Once again, she found herself incarcerated. Her path took her from alcohol to marijuana, hash, uppers, downers, LSD, and then on to heroin. Heroin took over her life. She was constantly stealing in order to supply her drug habit. The doctors told her she would not survive her fourth bout of hepatitis. Her bail was so high, her condition so bad, that it was believed that she wouldn't reach sentencing. The church psychologist, her court-appointed lawyer, and her doctor said that her condition was hopeless. As she sat in her cell block, she picked up this little gold book and just kind of plopped it open to the middle and saw these words from Isaiah 1:18. "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they're as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land." Well, that didn't sound like hopelessness to her. She got down on her knees and she said, "God, if you will do this for me, I will follow you the rest of the days of my life." While she was waiting for sentencing, she was taken to a drug rehab center called Teen Challenge. And when she came back for her mandatory sentencing, the judge that was hearing her case asked her if she had anything that she'd like to say before sentencing. At this point, she experienced Mark 13:11, which says, "Whenever you're arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given to you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit." She told the judge that what she was about to say was not in her defense, but rather things she felt he needed to hear. She told him about the things she read in Isaiah 1:18 from the gold Bible that was found in that jail cell. But he stopped her and said, "Wait, where was that found?" And he would write down the scripture in his notes. Then she told him about her experience at the altar of Teen Challenge, and she quoted 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." Wait, where is that found? He would jot down the scripture. Meanwhile, the court recorder was putting all these scriptures into the official court transcripts. Finally, after sharing, she looked around. She saw the court prosecutor, the court stenographer, and the judge all crying. And her own attorney just stood there with his mouth hung open. After moments of silence, the judge took off his glasses and wiped his eyes. He said, "I've gone through all of your records as a juvenile, and I've gone through all of your records from Teen Challenge, and I can't believe that this is the same person." And then he looked at the people in the courtroom and he said, "It must be this Jesus." He went on to announce her mandatory sentence, but he immediately suspended it with probation. As the judge stood to leave, her lawyer finally regained a little bit of control, and he said, "Your Honor, my client has 3 more cases pending grand jury indictment." Without hesitation, he said, "Those cases are dismissed. Jane now works full-time doing missionary work, helping women around the world that are being exploited." Now, what if that Bible hadn't been there? The Gideons also place Bibles in the hospitals and nursing homes. Along with the auxiliary, we give testaments to both patients and staff workers. In the military, New Testaments with Psalms and Proverbs have been given to men and women of the armed forces since 1941. Colorful New Testaments with Psalms and Proverbs are distributed to students from the 5th grade up at both public and private schools. Last time I was here, I gave a brief story about how a Bible in a prison was used by a man on death row to lead 42 other prisoners to the Lord before he was executed. And one of your members, who was probably not the wealthiest person, brought up a widow's mite. She brought me up a bag of change that had enough money to buy 2 of these testaments. And I'll never forget that. But I'm going to tell a different story this time. Little girl was sitting in her kitchen, breakfast table, reading this brightly colored little book. Her father came in and he said, "You put that thing away. That is not allowed in this house." She dutifully put it away. Next morning, when he came down for breakfast, there she was, sitting in the kitchen reading her little Gideon Place Testament. He snatched it out of her hand, stuck it in his pocket, and went off to work. Well, as it turned out, he worked in a mine. And there was a cave-in at that mine. He, along with 26 other men, were trapped. None of them survived. When his body was found, clutched to his chest was that little New Testament. And in the back, where the plan of salvation is clearly spelled out, on the line that says that you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he had put his signature. In the margins of that little book were the names of the other 26 miners that perished. that perished with him. We give out Bibles on colleges and universities once or twice a year. We pass out New Testaments on the college campuses. Medical, the wives of Gideons present white New Testaments to those in public nursing fields, those who work in hospitals, offices, institutes, clinics, and private homes. So, how can you help? First, you can make a generous offering to this ministry, knowing that 100% of your donation will be used for the purchase and distribution of God's Word. Pastor will explain later about making out checks to your church and what we'll do, but we'll do that later. Second, have you got my video ready? Who does that? Okay, run the 1 minute. One.
An ordinary greeting card says, "Happy birthday. Thank you. Get well soon. Congratulations. Happy anniversary." But a Gideon card says so much more. In addition to creating a meaningful moment, you make it possible for lives to be changed forever through the sharing of God's Word. Giving through the Gideon Card Bible Program is simple. Choose a card, personalize, and send it. Then, donate Bibles. You can also quickly complete the process online at gideons.org/sendtheword.
I don't know where all the millions of scripture has gone, but I know where one scripture has gone. And it landed in my hands. And it was that scripture that began the journey for me toward a life of obedience to Christ.
Send the word and change a life. Visit gideons.org/sendtheword today.
Okay, we see that your rack has disappeared or been used up, so I'm going to ask my friend HP, and he will see that you get a rack. Now, that rack is going to have cards in it that, very simple, you take the card, you send it to someone. It could be a thinking of you. It could be in memory of someone who's passed away. And then inside the card is an envelope. You put a donation in and send it off to the Gideons. So that's one way that you can help, is through our card program. Give a card, send the word, change a life. Third, if you're a business or professional man, you can join a ministry whose sole purpose is to see men and women, boys and girls, won to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're interested in joining such an organization, please see me after the service. And last, you can pray for us. Now, I used to think that the most important thing was for me to solicit funds, but it's not the most important thing to me anymore, because doors have been closed in my face. Hotels have said, "No, we don't want your Bibles anymore." We can have all the Bibles, we can have money to purchase Bibles, but if the doors are closed, they're not doing anybody any good. So I ask you to pray that God will reopen doors that have been closed and open doors possibly that have never been opened to us in countries that we can't get into yet, in schools, in doctors and dentist offices. Pastor, once again, thank you for this opportunity to share the Gideon message today. We represent your church in distributing God's word worldwide and congregation. Thank you for your attention. It has been a privilege and a joy to participate in today's worship service.